the truth. Truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest, these are men America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you to work with your pastor to get ushers that are trained and armed for your church. After what happened yesterday in the Nashville suburb of Antioch, Tennessee, I think it's imperative that every Christian church on the planet have ushers that are trained and armed. That's your prepper tip of the day. We're visiting with Jimmy Gensling, which we do most Monday mornings. We're talking about this church shooting and how the church can and should be armed. I have armed ushers, and some of the details and nuances of that. Jimmy, you want to finish your thought that you had before the break, and before we get to our next caller?
Yes, sir. The point that I'm trying to make, I had a little brain tumble there. We finally, and I got to get with Tim so he can know this and get some information up on the webpage, but we have finally got our dealership with William Seitz. People in the gun culture and everything may be familiar with Williams. They're one of the old standards for
They've been around forever.
And everybody that sees my first 1911 I built, I've got the Williams fire sights on it. And if there is any ambient light, and I mean any, even up to a nice starry night, those sights show up. And you can find your sight picture, and you can get on target very rapidly. But look at your Glocks and everything. If you do have one of the ones, and I'm trying to remember how many models there are that have this function, but actually have the dovetails on it so you can replace the sights with aftermarket sights. That is the number one complaint that I have heard from most people, is the sights on the Glocks are really, they leave a lot to be desired.
Right.
Another thing with your handgun, practice instinctive shooting. Now, this is something that we haven't covered before. If we have, it's just been in passing. But instinctive shooting, ladies and gentlemen, you are on the range, you have your target out there, and you have your back to the target. And when someone gives you the command, you draw as you're turning and come up on target and fire two rounds. Now, in doing this, you don't have a lot of time to find your sights. What you're doing is you're depending upon that muscle memory that you've built into it all these years. So every time that you go out to the range, at least do one magazine, at the very minimum, on instinctive shooting. In a situation, life or death, someone comes upon your car, tries to break in, you're walking through the parking lot, you're in church, and something happens. The more that you can do on letting your body run on autopilot, the better you're going to be. Because the moment there is a threat, blood pressure is going to go up, heart rate's going to go up, vision is going to get foggy. Anything and everything that can mess up that shot is going to happen, and it's going to happen in milliseconds. So if you practice instinctive shooting, then you're going to be far quicker to get on target.
Now, absolutely.
Once you practice that a bit, take and I carry a couple of targets that has a bad guy holding a civilian, for lack of a better term, as a shield. And there are several different brands of those out there. You can make your own, cut out a silhouette and put it over your target at an angle, or beside it or whatever, but to cover up part of your actual target, and be able to have it left, right, or whatever so it can be changed. Do your instinctive shooting so that you have to identify your target. So that is the number one rule of all gun safety, is to identify your target and make sure it's exactly what you want to shoot at.
Absolutely.
If you do this on the instinctive shooting part of it, your subconscious, especially if you've got a target that's got a gun in the hand, your subconscious is going to focus on weapon. Be a gun, could be a knife, could be a club, could be a 45-foot python, I don't care. But your brain is going to register the threat, register the weapon, and that's what you're going to focus on to identify good guy from bad guy. And every now and then you'll have someone that, if you're really good friends with him and you guys are practicing together, had an individual one time modify one of the targets. I spun around. There was a guy with a gun, but there was also the hostage was a child holding an ice cream cone. And, you know, the brain kind of does a double take for a second. And because the way the target is holding the ice cream cone is kind of holding it out like you want a bite.
Right.
And
right.
That'll play with your brain. But practice, practice, practice. And like I said, any pistol that you're carrying for self-defense, I highly recommend, if it can be done, change the sights out of it and put a good pair of adjustable sights that are low-level sights that you can that have either like the fire sight. The tritium ones are nice and everything, but my goodness, you're going to start off at around $200 for them. And make that change in your handgun, because if you're focused and you have to depend upon a factory set of sights, and in the heat of the moment, you forget that the factory sights tend to shoot 6 inches to the right at 25 yards, that brings a new hostage situation into don't shoot. So the only time I recommend you shooting in a true, real, honest-to-goodness hostage situation is if you are 100% confident in your shooting ability and your handgun.
Okay, that's good. Let's go to our callers. We've got two callers on hold. First, we go to Ty in Austin, Texas. Good morning, Ty.
Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, good morning. Thanks for taking the call. I like what y'all are saying, and Jimmy, you're right on point there. There's a few things I wanted to just add quickly, and I think it'll all tie together nicely. First of all, I want to make a comment. You guys are being very fair, and I appreciate it when you touch on that subject of the Glock versus the 1911 style pistols. I own both. I've trained and shot with both, and I like both. So whoever out there is thinking that there's a right or wrong answer, there's not. Glocks are very reliable. They're excellent firearms, but if you don't like them and if they don't fit you, don't worry about it. Switch to something else. And that brings me to back to the sight thing that you were talking about, Jimmy. John, I know you're a big fan of having the ability to see your sights at night. Right. And I agree, Jimmy, the Glock sights, where you've got Glock guys out there that are still running your plastic sights that came on that gun, I strongly encourage you to go spend the $80, not $200, $80, I think. Check out XS sights, and there's a pair there you can swap on. You can do it at home on your own, and now you can see your sights at night. And that big dot, XS big dot sight is fantastic for instinctive shooting. That sight pops up like a big old golf ball in front of your eye instead of this little tiny post. But, you know, at the end of the day, and maybe you guys might have a dispute about this, but I believe for you folks out there that are thinking about, should I get a gun, and or if I'm a pastor, we're talking about the church thing. I know when I get to work this morning, my main captain there is a church-going guy, and I've been encouraging him to get his license, and I think this event will probably be the final one that pushes him over that mental edge to finally be armed and get his license. But at the end of the day, the first thing that's most important is your mindset, and then it's your tactics, then your skill, and then your gear. So you folks out there, don't get too wrapped around the gun. Be more concerned about your mindset and your tactics and skill. And in order to develop those first three, you have got to go and spend the money and take a force-on-force class. Instinctive shooting like Jimmy's talking about is great. That's going to get you halfway there. But if you're not in a full-blown adrenaline dump in a scenario where you're being asked to make decisions where there are right and wrong answers that would, in a real-life scenario, get you killed or thrown in jail or make you sorry for ever and ever and ever because you didn't do things right, you got to go get the force-on-force training, and I'll tell you, they're not all created equal, so whoever's going to go, all right, I'm going to go do force-on-force training, if you're going to go do some half-day thing where it's a bunch of jokers playing grab-ass out there, that's not what it's about. If you're not being upset, if you're not walking out of the scenarios either depressed or upset with yourself, if you're not sweaty and tired and exhausted at the end of the day, then you didn't take the right class.
That is
I'll leave the gentleman with that.
Excellent. Advice.
Have a great day, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay. Appreciate the call,
Ty.
Training, training, training. Right, Jimmy?
Yes, sir. And the force on force, that is something I've discussed with a couple of people, going to the airsoft idea. And it's amazing. I've got a couple of good friends, and they're fine. I mean, they're good. They're very disciplined pistol shooters and everything, but whenever I mention that, they just kind of shut down. They, no, I'm good enough. I'll handle it when it gets there. And that's always kind of bothered me because you need that training. You need that experience. It's amazing the reaction that people will get if you're shooting airsoft and all of a sudden the guy you're shooting at goes, ow, that hurt. That changes your entire perspective of what just went on.
Right. It does.
And it kind of brings the realization home. I'm playing with airsoft now. What's going to happen when I do it with the real thing?
Exactly. Let's go to our next caller, Jimmy. We got Chuck in Roswell, New Mexico. Good morning, Chuck.
Now, I'm so glad you called in, Chuck. This is the gentleman I was explaining about, John. Gary's in his church. They've got a program set up. Chuck, could you explain a little bit about that program and how it works, please, sir?
I sure can. Of course, like all things, it is simple. You got to keep it as simple as possible. But we have four teams. and each team is assigned a particular weekend when they serve, and we have three services each Sunday. We have more than enough people that, for instance, for the first service, the team that's due that week, two or three individuals will roam the parking lot and make sure that there's not someone, you know, doing something in the parking lot that they shouldn't, while other members of the team, three or four of them, which are seated in strategic places in the sanctuary, attend that first service. Upon that second service, the individuals that were inside attending the service are now the ones that are outside roving the parking lot, maintaining security. And come the third service at the end of the day, which is at 5 o'clock in the evening, we normally don't have someone sitting in the congregation in the sanctuary. But, I mean, sometimes there is. But usually there's at least two people roving the parking lot in that last evening service. All of them, as far as I understand, all of my teammates are concealed carry people, and we leave it up to them for a choice whether they carry it concealed, and some of them might carry open carry it in the middle of the service. I've carried it both ways. I'm a concealed permit holder myself, but we do have regular training. In fact, coming up next weekend, I believe, we have a training session that we include with a lunch, and most of the people show up for that training. I mean, they should, because we will train there on the property and talk about carry techniques. We'll train with drawing your weapon, moving through the church. We'll train on some hand-to-hand techniques, some including, for instance, if you happen to be sitting by somebody that you don't know, and maybe they're one of those people that are there to harm others, if you realize they're about to do that and you don't want to draw attention and cause problems, you know, during the service, you might be able to restrain that individual and alert somebody to come help you, and that person could be removed. One thing I didn't mention, it just come to mind, we do have, the church did, it's like a ministry, and the church allotted some money that they were able to order the nice little inexpensive radios that are becoming quite popular now, the Baofeng, I believe is how the name is pronounced. But they're less than $100. They last a good long as they're taken care of. They're easily programmed, which the individual that maintains them have them. He's the only person that programs the units, and they're all programmed exactly the same. And we all have earbuds. So those who are sitting inside the church during the service can monitor and listen to the activity outside, on top of the fact that if an event occurs in the service inside the building, that they can alert individuals outside for any kind of assistance. But other than that, it's a fairly simple system, and we do have a sign-in roster for the days that you're assigned. You come in and sign. You sign for a radio, and you head to your spot, wherever you're going to work that day. This is fairly
Chuck,
simple.
I need to get with you sometime and get this written up so that we can, in a manner that we can get it posted on the website for people to look at as an example. Question, you said that individuals that are inside are strategic.
Hold that thought. We have a break. We'll be right back. I got an update on this shooter when we get back. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth?
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 25th of September, visiting with Jimmy Gensling with Desert Eagle Shooters, deserteagleshooters.com. The emphasis on training cannot be overstated, can it, Jimmy?
No, sir. No, sir, it can't. And the question that I was working on, Chuck, just before the break, you were talking about the strategic placement inside the church, but I'd like, you know, your thoughts on that a little bit. But also, this program that you're running, is it something that is based on a program that is out there, or is this something that you and your church members and everything came together and worked on?
This program was in place before I became a member of this congregation, and it was developed by the four individuals that are team leaders of each team. They sat down and pretty much hashed it out, which I believe the person that's in charge overall of the four teams is a retired law enforcement official. And I'm not sure how long they've had this in place. I guess probably in the probably around the 9/11 that they decided to do such, or maybe even later. But like I said, it's been in place for quite some time. In question for strategic placement, our sanctuary area has 4 points of entry and exit, and there, I mean, if you look at it the way the building is built, there's a east-west and a southern, well, there's 2 west entrances and an east entrance exit, and then a southern one. And those individuals that are on the team usually sit on the end of an aisle, or that they have aisle access. I usually sit on the far west end of mine, since there's 2 exits there. But I sit on the end because I'm a big guy. I'm 6'4", Jimmy. You know that. But I mean, sit there for one, for comfort, but two, for strategic ability to move between the 2 entrances exits on my side. But most of our people do sit on aisles where they have ability for movement. But in regards to carrying the firearm, we just don't have our teams for that kind of security. Of course, churches are full of, and I hate to say it this way, it sounds wrong, but they're full of elderly people and people who have ailments and whatever. And for instance, here in the last month or two, one of our members of our congregation had a medical episode, and we actually have a doctor who's on one of our teams. In fact, there's 2 doctors. One is a one's a dentist, but still, he has training, you know, that relates to be able to work with people who are having a medical episode of any kind. It's just basic first aid that anyone can learn, and that's something important too in your training for teams like these in your church, is to have first aid and CPR and everything you would get as you would have as a lifeguard. But when you came back, you said training. That's right. That's very important.
It's just fascinating. You know, as long as I've known you, I've never discussed this in depth with you, and I just find it fascinating. Now, in the event, now knowing your training and everything, you cover things. In the event,
Hold that thought. We have a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get an opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of 3, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 25th of September. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Lots of interesting things there, free downloads, such as a book older than the Christian Bible, The Art of War by General Sun Tzu. I think you may find that interesting. Sold in the book section of most bookstores, mandatory reading in most military academies. Also, my website, of course, you'll find The Energy Cleaner, a marvelous healing device. If you have issues with joint pain, arthritis, back pain, yep, it'll probably help you. Work too hard during the day, got some achy muscles at night, wake up pain-free in the morning, that's what I do. Not getting a great night's sleep, you probably will with the Energy Cleaner. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do, a 30-day money-back guarantee. Only $285 shipping included for the Energy Cleaner, the mattress pads that go with it. They vary in price depending on what you get. We've got the small travel size and then a twin, full, queen, king, California king. Everything's right there at my website, including the patent application information. This is my home business. When you place your order, I'm the guy that packs them up and ships them from the little country store and post office at Cherryville, Missouri. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can send checks to my address at thelibertyman.com. I got a toll-free hotline 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. 9543. Well, gentlemen, I was doing some research here the last few minutes. The shooter in Tennessee, his Facebook page showed him supporting Islam, supporting Sharia law, supporting communist Robert Mugabe in Africa. So I think we're getting a better picture of who this guy is. And let's continue our discussion.
How come I'm not surprised? The fun part about technology, John, is Chuck and I were kind of back and forth on texting there while during the break. And the question that I wanted to get into is, now Chuck is explaining how they've got this system set up, roving patrols inside in the congregation. The question I wanted to cover is, how do you implement the plan, Chuck? The bad guy comes in the west door, and can you just walk us through your scenario of what you guys are trained to do and how you would do it?
Okay. Well, if you think about it, most people, well, let's talk about the assailant. When I say most people, when the assailant arrives into the where he wants to cause trouble, he has a plan, and usually the biggest part of the plan is cause as much trouble as possible, or to execute and again, hate saying things the way they are, but execute people or whatever he's after. But he'll step in that congregation, and if he's not been there before, there's that split moment that he's going to scan for targets. If he entered the door on my side, of course, my first reaction is to pop up and draw his attention. That moment, drawing his attention, it's kind of like the animal kingdom, to not so much scare them off, but to give them an idea of what they're dealing with. You might throw up your arms or whatever. I may even draw my pistol, but the first thing I would do is draw their attention and look as big a target as possible and make as much noise as possible. And it sounds silly, but to attempt to disorientate that person from their plan. And of course, that's achieved by many ways, again, by sound and by physical motion and your appearance of how big you are, how small you are. But on top of that, making the noise draws the attention of the congregation. Hopefully that they react in a manner that benefits you in trying to protect them. But also it alerts the other individuals on your team that there's a situation occurring. You might think of it as the way a bird might draw the attention of a predator to get them away from their nest. That's the intent once somebody enters your side of the area you're working in. Of course, if you have an opportunity to draw your firearm, which you should be able to, because that person is like, what's going on? Someone knows I'm here. And if you can, shoot to kill. Don't like saying that either, but it's a sobering fact of today's life. But something that I remember as a child not discussing about going to church. We hear church and this happens, shoot to kill. No. But I mean that's how I would execute that, and let's look at the other way. If somebody enters the other side of the church and that individual has to react, immediately that person will attempt to draw their attention. I myself, if it was on the east side of the church, I'm on the west, of course I would assess that situation. If there was at least two or three other individuals able to move upon that person in front of them in the congregation, that the individual, the assailant, would have an opportunity to retreat through that door. Of course, having knowledge of the church myself, if it were worth it, I could exit one of my west doors and immediately check to see if there were other assailants that might, instead of just one. And that's one thing that I don't think we've actually stopped to talk about, or anyone. In all of these church shootings, there's only been one assailant. What if there were two or more?
Let me interrupt you, Chuck. It wasn't at a church, but at San Bernardino, we did have two assailants, a man and a wife. So
That's true.
So
what was her?
Say again. Well, they were both meant to cause harm in San Bernardino. The husband and wife.
It was a Christmas party.
Yep. He was going after his previous co-workers is what he was doing. But it's always good to keep in mind the possibility of two or more assailants. That has to be part of the training.
Yeah. Thinking about San Bernardino, were both the assailants, the husband and wife, did they both enter together? Think of Columbine as well. Didn't they enter together? And did they fan out or did they stay together? There's too many scenarios to talk about.
But, right. Well, you don't train for scenarios. You use scenarios in your training, obviously. But you train your people to be flexible and deal with any scenario that's thrown at them. So you train skills. You don't train scenarios.
True, very true.
You and I are going to have to discuss this much more later today, Chuck.
Yes.
Now, in what we're going through right there, At some point in setting this all up, the congregation itself, the non-participants, for lack of a better term, have you worked it in to where, like, through Sunday school classes or actually during the service at some time, briefed parishioners about what to do in this situation? Or are they just basically kind of aware that you might be there, but not so much what to do?
The congregation is aware of the individuals out, whether the individuals working inside the church or sitting in with them, and of the individuals outside. That's probably one of the biggest discussions that we have when we do get together to train and to discuss the SOP, which the SOP is always evolving. The congregation, that you can only hope that they react or behave in a manner that's going to be beneficial to the people reacting to the situation, to the teams.
And let the team do their work, but to give them a clear
right
path or something.
Excellent. I mean, traditionally,
I'm so glad you called in on this, because, like I say, John, you know, we've discussed this a couple of times. John, have you got any questions for him?
Well, just a comment. One of the things we teach in concealed carry training is you train your students to shoot to stop, not shoot to kill. And this has a lot to do with liability, of course. Obviously, a major caliber projectile going into a person's chest is highly likely to kill them, but as far as the training itself, you tell your students to shoot to stop, and there are some serious liability issues if you're teaching people to shoot to kill. Obviously, it's the right thing to do in certain situations, but we don't train that way.
Well, I agree on that, and I apologize for terminology is a big deal, but I mean, in my concealed carry training, it is shoot to stop the threat. That's correct, and terminology is everything. That's right, though. And I.
That's okay. That's okay. In the heat of the moment, it's easy to get carried away. Another comment on pistol sights in normal light situations, pistol sights are used for training. When you're facing the criminal, the perpetrator. You can look at his eyes, you can look at his hands, and you can look at his pistol sights. You can't look at all those things at the same time. Once you've had enough training and there is sufficient light, and it's not a hostage situation where you're shooting at a very small target, half a man's head because he's concealed behind the hostage, pistol sights are basically going to be there for a quick reference if necessary, but not the same way you'd use them in training where you're actually focusing on the front sight as opposed to focusing on the perpetrator. That's something that people learn after many hours and hours and days and weeks and months and years of training, is that the purpose of the sights is primarily for training in most situations. Any comment there, Jim?
That goes back to what I was talking about earlier about the instinctive shooting building. That's why we build muscle memory, ladies and gentlemen, is we don't have to... diagnose, don't have to assess that we're going to do. And
well, here's something for both of you. Let me interrupt you here, Jimmy. You can incorporate this, Chuck, into what you're doing and everybody listening. First of all, it's a medical term. The medical term is tachyphrenia. Most Americans experience it when they're in an automobile accident where they'll make the comment, it seemed like the car was in slow motion as it was spinning around and crashing. Football players experience it every time the ball snapped. Baseball players say they can see the stitching on a baseball going 100 miles an hour, and they can, in fact, do that. Tachy is fast. Phrenia is brain activity. Any life-threatening situation, your brain activity speeds up so fast that time appears to slow down. And in a life-threatening situation, tachyphrenia will be fully and completely kicked in, allowing you to do things that you could never, ever do under normal circumstances in terms of identifying the threat, drawing your weapon, and aiming and firing at and stopping the threat. All those things taking place in 1 or 2 seconds and being done much more efficiently because of tachyphrenia, gentlemen.
I've heard you discuss that, or actually we have discussed that before, and I'd forgotten about the technical term. But, ladies and gentlemen, what we're trying to get across today, this situation that happened in Tennessee, we've had Chuck on here. Chuck and his congregation saw situations like this arising in the future, and someone in their congregation took the time to sit down, formulate a plan on how to protect the parishioners, a means to do it, the volunteers to do it, and then work them together as a team. If someone wants more information on this, you can go to my website, www.DesertEagleShooters.com. Use the contact form there. You can email me direct at jimi@hdc-nm.com. Even call me if you need to, 575-513-2842. I'll get your information, and I'll discuss this with Chuck, and we'll see if we cannot come up with a plan to implement to be able to provide at least the basic of what you've got to do to implement this in your own congregation. And this is going to get worse. That's the only thing I can see coming. And the Bible tells us it's going to get worse. Argue with me all you want. Argue with John all you want. Arguing with God is a fruitless, lost cause. And I think we all understand that.
Only Moses has argued with God.
And like I said, I think we're going to get together later today sometime, and I want to discuss this more with you on that.
Yes, sir.
These conversations...
Only Moses.
Right. These conversations are taking place all over the 50 states today. You can count on it. They'll be taking place here in my county today because I'm going to initiate it if nobody else does. And these conversations need to happen. We need to keep our people safe from the Muslim terrorists, and it needs to happen right now.
Yes, sir, it does.
One comment I might add. I mean, if you're interested in, I mean, you may not know that in your congregation, in your churches, they may already have a plan that they're putting together, or there was one that was in place before but has fallen to the wayside. I mean, we all let some of our projects kind of fall apart and become forgotten. It may help you to ask your leadership in your church.
Hold that thought. We have our last break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
All right, we are back. Let's jump back. J.R. Moore here on Monday the 25th. Okay, got about 3 minutes here. Chuck, if you're still there, I want to thank you for being with us. It was very productive to have your call.
Happy to be here.
Thank you, sir. Jimmy, I think the best thing we can wrap up the show with is encouraging people to take action, to talk to their pastor, to the deacons. It's going to be up to the deacons and the pastors of these churches all over the 50 states to take action, make sure that they have trained, armed, ushers to deal with these criminals effectively. What do you think, sir?
Oh, yes, sir. And when you talk to your pastors today, include the youth leaders, include everybody, but if they question, you know, well, I don't know this, or I'm not sure about that, you know, it might not happen here, ask them if they think that that church that it happened to this weekend woke up that morning and was planning on having a shooter come into their church. The only reason, and it's only by the grace of God that there wasn't anything worse on that, is because you had one usher that did have a gun in his car. Like I said earlier, wrong place in my opinion, but no matter what, God intervened, and that's the only way that happened, is God set up the scenario in his time to allow this individual to get to his car, get to his gun, and take care of this.
Well said. Well said.
I just ask everybody to get, you know, pray about it first, then discuss it. And it may take some prodding. If you've got friends that feel the same way, go as two or three to talk to the pastor. I don't want to read about this happening again. It would just tear me up to find out that one of our RBN listeners was involved in one of these instances. So between now and next week, John, we'll see if we can work out some other subjects. And see if we can come up with a few more training ideas that we can work into this scenario.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Chuck, again, thank you for calling in, and I'll talk to you here in a little bit.
Jimmy, thank you, sir, and we'll have you back next Monday. Appreciate it.
Take care, everybody.
Okay. Serious stuff. These are serious times we live in, obviously. Well, tomorrow we'll have Leon Green with us. The second hour, first hour, we'll have open lines. Wednesday, we should have Professor McKinney with us first hour. And it'll be the usual lineup with your calls, always welcome, as always. And looking forward to a fun, full, productive week with everybody here at Republic Broadcasting. Pray for the family of that woman who was shot to death by the Muslim terrorist yesterday. And make sure your church puts in protocols to be safe. Seriously, you need to do that. In the meantime, get the medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, The Republic Broadcasting Network.